Sorry I wasn't here when you arrived, Jennifer. I've been shopping for some coffee.
Tea would have done just as well. Mabel Larkin could have done the shopping for you.
Oh, that sounds as though I'm being put in my place. Am I?
No, not really. But I was going to invite myself over anyway, and then you phoned.
Two minds with but a single thought.
That depends, doesn't it?
On what?
On what you wanted to talk about. I don't see why you couldn't have told me last night on the phone.
Because I wanted to say my piece face to face.
That sounds rather ominous.
It is, in a way. For me. Or at least it could be if you take things the wrong way.
Wouldn't it be easier if you stopped waffling and said it straight out?
All right. It's no secret, but I want you to hear it from me rather than from village gossip. I took Trina Muir out to dinner on Tuesday. Her car had broken down and I came to the rescue. That's all.
Thank you for telling me. You weren't the first, though. Jack Woolley told me yesterday.
Oh, now I feel a fool.
Why? I wanted you to tell me of your own accord. And you have.
I had to. It suddenly mattered what you might think. Or does that sound crazy?
No. Doesn't sound crazy at all. And it means I can ask question number two instead of number one.
Why miss out the first one?
Because you've answered it. If you hadn't said, I was going to ask what you were doing with Trina Muir on Tuesday. Now it doesn't matter.
What about this second question?
Much more personal.
Now who's waffling? Come on, tell me.
Seeing as I think you're a nice man, and I'm not doing anything on Saturday, how about a game of golf?